AW, and we are in Sitka, and we are the Mount Edgecombe Club Radio Club.
And today's topic is heartbreaks and everything revolving around it. So let's get right into it.
In the west, I'm racking up on my breath, power on me, I'm feeling just like a Tesla, too much tree, the smoke is making my chest hurt, girl on me, I'm thinking I should've rest her, hey, I'm thinking I should've rest, all night long, she putting me to the test, got a lot on, I'm trying to take out the rest, couldn't know my lines, I'm sending them but the best, hey girl, the cutest that I see, so bad I'm not using my visine, gotta get it like Leon, and I'm a icy, so beautiful like out of my dreams, hey boom, hollering at you, not rude, I'm just trying to be your dude. So what I gotta do is just see how that ass move. So beautiful, sorry to be cruel. Yo, B, I'm making the next move. And no me, I'm nothing but just smooth. Low seats, I'm setting the right mood. All these other rappers, they talking, they just fool. Hey, I'm talking to just you. You talking to one dude. You rockin' with one dude. And if I get it right, then I'll turn off the lights soon. Hey, girl, you wanna be my world. Get a shower, diamonds and some pearls. I'm trying to make you my night, girl. I'ma treat you right like I'm a night girl. Hey fam, I'm trying to be your man. Me talking to you, who's God's plan? No, I don't want a one night stand. Take you around the world, just grab my right hand.
Out of prison bars, You've just listened to Once More to See You by Mitski, Old Devils by William Elliott Whitemore, Hex by Eddie Perp.
And now we will get into a short intermission / ad break right now.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, which you hear over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Chances are Raven Radio is the first thing you listen to in the morning. Chances are you hear it throughout the day. Real community radio is an amazing thing when it happens, and this is real community radio. I donate to public radio because I believe in it. I hope that you have feelings about this radio station that are similar, and if you do, I hope you donate.
The Sitka Maritime Heritage Society presents Scows, Tenders, and Fish Buyers. A panel of Sitkans led by Eric Jordan will tell stories of a half a century on the fishing grounds featuring Pews, Old Milwaukee, Callanan Bay, and Hole in the Wall. 7 to 9 p.m. on the February 23rd at the AMD Founders Hall. See you there.
Hello, everyone. I'm Graydon Baker.
And I'm Artemis.
And today we will be talking about heartbreak with Lily and
Brittany.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Lillian. So, like, when did your breakup happen?
Oh, like, 3 years ago? Two years ago?
Like, why did it happen?
Oh, just a lot of conflict. A lot.
What went down and, like, how did it go?
So he ended up blocking me on everything and leaving me just, like, as I am. And it wasn't really good after that.
Yeah, that's a major red flag.
How did it make you feel, like, then? And then, like, how do you feel now about it?
Oh, it hurt me. Like, I was broken. I was being harassed after by a lot of people, and it hurt my feelings, it hurt my heart, it definitely broke my heart. And now I just feel great, like I feel independent, I feel so happy, I'm being myself, like I feel like myself again.
Yes, queen.
Looking back on the relationship, do you think it was a healthy relationship?
Definitely not at all.
How do you think you were able to recover from such a terrible blow?
I just took time to myself. I cried a lot. And, I just went by myself, made friends again.
I don't understand why people have to bully you because of, like, who you are with and who you broke up with. I just find it unfair.
Yeah, it's totally stupid.
On to the next story. Oh, sorry. We are not doing two stories. We're only doing a story.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us, Brittany. And Lillian.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yes.
Let's get back to the music.
apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it, we both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left, it's smoking. We both know it. We got all night to fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, we're broken. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Well, this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The desert wind is blowing, it's blowing. Remember what you said to me. We were drunk in love in Tennessee, and I hold it. You both know it. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart.
Claimed you so proud and openly. Alphabet soup seem to go to waste. Been keeping myself at bay. Now everything's gone pear-shaped. I guess boys with beating hearts beat a boy buried in the backyard. Every time I try to make contact, feels like a supernatural attack. I misinterpret, then you react. I guess it's back to the attic. I'm so dramatic, it's so sad. But the last time that I let someone inside, I was buried alive. Neighborhood poltergeist. Nobody ever looks at me twice. I'm used to being see-through, but it feels so bad when it happens with you. Wish you'd see me the way I see you. I've been spelling my name in your Lego bricks. I don't know how to be more obvious. You're close enough to almost touch, but not close enough to hold. Been trying to make my move, but that dude keeps stealing you. I guess boys with beating hearts beat a boy buried in the backyard. Every time I try to make contact, feels like a supernatural attack. I misinterpret, then you react. I guess it's back to the attic. I'm so dramatic, it's so sad. But the last time that I let someone inside, I was buried alive. Hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood poltergeist. Looks at me twice. I'm used to being see-through, but it feels so bad when it happens with you. Wish you'd see me the way I see you. Hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood poltergeist. Nobody ever looks at me twice. I'm used to being see-through, but it feels so bad when it happens with you. Wish you'd see me the way I see you. Rejection got me feeling cold. I said I don't wanna do it twice. It wasn't very fun the first time. I don't wanna do it twice. It wasn't very fun the first time.
Jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin. It's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back, tell me heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. I'm jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to.
Hello, it's Grady Baker again, or Graydon, and this is
Wesley Myers,
and he will be reading out the community calendar.
On Monday, February 20, there will be American Street 2A, a desert auction, donations, and at 6 p.m. there will be adult indoor soccer. On Tuesday, February 21st, there will be American Street 2A, SAFE, desert auction, dessert auction. At 6 p.m., Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. Also at 6 p.m., Recovery Dharma. 6 p.m., KCAW Building Committee. On Wednesday the 22nd, there'll be American Street 2A, Blanted with a Book, Braveheart Fundraiser, Library Lovers Event. Outer Coast Seminar at 8 a.m., there'll be a Ash Wednesday service. At 3:30 p.m., a 4-H program. At 4:30 p.m., Parkinson's Support Group. At 5:30, there'll be a school board meeting. Also at 5:30, there'll be another Ash Wednesday service. At 6, Pistol Leagues. Also at 6, adult soccer. And there'll be a ADFNG advisory. 6, singer/songwriter concert. At 6 again, there'll be a KCAW Board Improvement Committee, and at 7, there'll be a Sitka Counseling Book Club.
Thank you very much, Wesley. And now we will read off the weather.
Hi, I'm Lillian, and these are the weathers happening in the surrounding areas. Tonight in Sitka, numerous snow and rain showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour, and on Washington's birthday, scattered rain and snow showers, highs around 40, light winds, Monday night, cloudy, patchy fog and freezing fog, lows in the mid-20s, north winds to 10 miles per hour.
Tonight in Port Alexander, there are going to be numerous rain and snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, light winds. Tonight in Port Alexander, there will be rain and snow. West winds to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Washington's birthday. Numerous rain and snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation. Highs in the mid-30s. Light winds. And in Port Alexander, there will be widespread rain and snow showers. Highs around 40. Monday night. In Cake, it'll be cloudy, patchy, rain, freezing fog, lows in the mid-20s, north winds to 10 miles per hour, and again, in Port Alexander, lows around 30.
Tonight in Angoon, numerous rain and snow showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Washington's birthday, scattered rain and snow showers, high winds in the mid-30s. Light winds, Monday night, cloudy, patchy, freezing fog, lows in the mid-30s, northwest, winds to 10 miles per hour.
And tonight in Tanaki Springs, numerous snow showers and scattered rain showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows around 30, east winds to 10 miles per hour. In Tanaki Springs, lows in the mid-30s, and on Washington's birthday, scattered snow showers, highs in the mid-30s, light winds, and on Monday night, cloudy, patchy, freezing fog, lows in the mid-20s, north winds to 10 miles per hour.
Tonight in Pelican and Elfin Cove, there will be, tonight in Pelican, there will be numerous snow and rain showers, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds to 10 miles per hour. In Elfin Cove, there will be scattered snow and rain showers. On Washington's birthday, scattered and Washington's birthday in Pelican. There'll be scattered rain and snow showers, highs in the mid-30s, north winds 15 miles per hour, and in Elfin Cove, light winds. On Monday night, cloudy, patchy, freezing fog, lows in the mid-20s, north winds to 15 miles per hour.
Tonight in Yakutat, cloudy, isolated snow showers, lows around 38 to 30, light winds. Washington's birthday, cloudy, high winds in the mid-30s, light winds. Monday night, cloudy, patchy, freezing fog, lows around 20, southeast, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour.
Thank you very much. And now we will be going into a short break and then right back into music.
The City and Borough of Sitka Sustainability Commission is developing their annual work plan and wants your help. Tell the Commission what you would like to see in the upcoming plan by taking a 3-minute survey at www.cityofsitka.com/sustainabilitycommission. Responses can be submitted until February 28th at midnight. Thank you.
Jealous of the love, love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. So I wished you the best of all this world could give, and I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back, tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. As I sink in the sand, watch you slip through my hands. Oh, as I die here another day, yeah, 'cause all I do is cry behind the smile. I wished you
This is the MEHS Radio Club of KCAW Sitka. You just listened to Jealous by Labyrinth, Friendly Neighborhood Poltergeist by Roy Webley, Call Out My Name by The Weeknd, Nothing Breaks Like a Broken Heart by Mark Royson, features Miley Cyrus. I just wanted to do a quick little shout out for The Friendly Neighborhood Poltergeist by Ron Webley. If I recommended this song to you and That's a big maybe. The song's about you, okay? But I recommended it to a few people, so who knows? And now we're going to have a little discussion, all right? All right, so we're here with Zeba.
Graydon.
And we're going to talk about a story. So let's kick it off.
This story is about heartbreak. It's not related to relationships, but it's...
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
Can we just say my name?
This is Georgina, and I will be talking about my heartbreak story. It's not related to relationships, but it is related to how words could hurt you.
So, Georgina, what happened exactly in the story?
So, I was traveling for a school event, and I was sitting alone at this table when a group of people walked up to me and called me fat.
Ouch.
For, like, no reason, just called you that?
Yeah. People saw me as quiet, and they called me emo. I think that's some of the reasons why they felt the need to come up and tell me that.
I don't understand why people would do that. It's just, it's so mean, and it hurts each other's feelings and makes the person feel like that they aren't enough, and I just don't understand why people would do that.
Yeah. It was very surprising to hear that from this random group of people, that I wasn't really associated with.
How did you overcome, you know, that feeling?
I started hanging out with friends that are not associated with that friend group, and friends that were supportive and got me through their name calling.
Well, thank you so much, Georgina, for sharing your story. Do you have anything else you want to add about this predicament?
You shouldn't walk up to people and call them fat. You don't know what they're going through or what they're dealing with.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you one last question? What would you say to a person who has maybe has been called fat, or like who might go through that problem? How would you tell them? What would you say to them?
I would tell them that looks aren't all what they seem to be or matter the most. It's if you could make people feel good about themselves or help people get through more stuff. And some people just say stuff to fit in more with their friend groups, in that you shouldn't really take it to heart, because you might not be seeing these people in a few years, so don't take it too serious.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Wise words, Georgina.
Thank you very much. All right, let's get back to a few more songs, and thank you very much.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home.
There's no room on the freeway. That's where we drove your car. There's no seats at the movies. That's where we watch the stars. And there's a guy at this party with hair just like you. There's no room at this party. Where should I move? Maybe New York or somewhere up the coast. London or Paris, now I hate the cold. Seems to be everywhere I wanna go. It's still too close to you. Close to you.
Songs you just listened to: Liquor Store on Mars by Kelsey Carter and the Heroines, and Arcade featuring Fletcher by Duncan Lawrence.
Thank you so much for reading the songs, and now we have some related questions / topics about heartbreak.
I think we should first say the whole reason why we did heartbreak this week is in honor of Valentine's Day, and I know it's usually about couples and everything and how in love you are, and you get your special person chocolates and stuff. But personally, I usually like to wear all black on Valentine's Day, just to slap it in everyone's face.
Why the color all black?
It's just like, I guess some people might call it like mourning, but I just think of it as like a way to go against what most people would think. We're going to ask some random questions relating about heartbreak and everything it entails. And we have
Brittany.
And Lillian.
And Graydon.
And Artemis. Okay, let's start with the first question. Do you guys think that heartbreak has to be restrictively romantic, or it can just be like when something like really affects you really badly and you just like fall to pieces, but not necessarily because of a romantic relationship?
Personally, no. I don't think that it has to be a relationship at all. Like, it could be a wheelie that might have been crashed that you might have had a lot of fun on, or breaking like your phone or losing a wallet.
I agree with Grady, because it's just anything about love breaks your heart, that you love it very much and then suddenly it's gone. Yeah, it's suddenly gone. And yeah.
I agree with the both of them. I think heartbreak is just up to your interpretation of how you see it and perceive it.
You define heartbreak.
Yeah, definitely.
Next one is, how do you define heartbreak?
Technically, something you love suddenly doesn't go to your wanting, so you're... heart just drops and it breaks.
Anything that really just like really makes you like it smacks you right in the face and makes you look at something and it's like, wow, that's gone now, or like this really affects it, really affects you in a way you wasn't probably necessarily expecting it to, and really like it just like shatters your world even like for a few seconds, like, oh my word.
Yeah.
Oh, and the next question is like, any stories or like, what is love to you?
Love to me is something that, something or someone that I'm really close to, that I'd care for or take care of, and overall just really, really close to you, like a friend, wheel or phone, something.
I agree too.
Yeah, anything that like holds a specific value to you. I mean, like some people say, I married money instead of like, I married this amazing person that's now forever in my life, but, or like, I'm married to my job. It's something that you hold at a very high value. It could be basically anything. Usually it's something that you, all the attention you give it gives you something back that's, makes you want to keep returning that.
Yeah, it's something that places very special in your heart.
Yeah, definitely.
What is something that, you don't have to get into detail, but something that broke your heart the most?
My great-grandma passing away from cancer.
Oh. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
It's not as like deep as Brittany's, but I think something that like, kind of like broke my heart was like, last year, little situationship that happened, but it was on prom night, and they were texting a friend and they were saying stuff like how they felt like they were trying too hard or like showing too much emotion, and then like I wasn't, and it made me feel really bad because I'm not the best at showing emotion, so it just like made me feel hurt for them, but someone that caused them.
I guess for me it would be two things come to mind. I guess when like the communication is like even just like in a family dynamic or in a friend dynamic, any dynamic really, is where you know you love each other and you know that. Or, like with family dynamics, you know, like, I sort of have to love you. But, like, it's where that connection is just, like, lost. And you don't feel safe to, like, bring up this hard stuff anymore. The difficult things that you... The problems in your day-to-day life. Day-to-day life. And you're just... You don't... Actually, you talk about, like... you want to talk about everything with this person, but you're scared that if you say the wrong thing, they're just going to blow up at you or something like that. You're just walking on eggshells at the time, and that's, and you just have to, and you're just like stuck there. I think that's pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys very much for talking, and this is all the time that we have to talk. Thank you for tuning in to KCAW Sitka Radio with the AV Club from Mount Edgecombe High. And have an amazing night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Sitka Maritime Heritage Society presents Scows, Tenders, and Fish Buyers. A panel of Sitkans led by Eric Jordan will tell stories of a half a century on the fishing grounds featuring views, Old Milwaukee, Callanan Bay, and Hole in the Wall. 7 to 9 p.m. on the February 23rd at the AMB Founders Hall. See you there.
The City and Borough of Sitka's Sustainability Commission is developing their annual work plan and wants your help. Tell the Commission what you would like to see in the upcoming plan by taking a 3-minute survey at www.cityofsitka.com/Sustainability Commission. Responses can be submitted until February 28th at midnight. Thank you.